All right, I'm just going to read real quick Romans 8, verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many are as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children of God, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many are as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Now, Abba is Papa, Daddy. We're children of God. So I wanted to talk about slavery tonight. We'll see what happens. So let's pray. Jesus, I thank you that you are Lord of tonight. You are Lord of my words. You are Lord of my actions, my thoughts, every tone of voice. Jesus, may it be yours and nothing else. Father, I give you me. We give you us. We give you tonight. We give you our body. Jesus, be exalted in what we do and what we learn and what we think about, Jesus, tonight. Thank you that there is no distraction and we tell it to go. If there's any distraction that's just waiting around here to distract someone, you leave now in the name of Jesus. Go. You have no authority here. Any mindset that says, no, that's not for me, go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that your word will be spoken and your word will be clear tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, the enemy has his main objective for us. For everyone. The enemy's main objective is to keep us slaves or to return us to slavery. So that's it. So people who aren't saved, his goal is to keep them as slaves. Or people that are saved, he's always constantly trying to get them right back into slavery. He never has a desire to give up on that. Why is that? Slave is a person who's forced to obey someone, or a person who is excessively dependent on or controlled by something. You like to control people? You're a slave driver. It's what you do. You want to be in control? You're a slave driver. The enemy is a slave driver. That's what he does. That's what he does. That's his main goal. Why is that? Why is that his main goal? See, if I'm a slave, I have to do whatever my master tells me to do. So I must obey. Well, if I feel like I must not obey, well, then I'm not a slave to that. So we're not talking about that. But if I am a slave to something, then I must obey it. And we're no longer slaves to fear. So that's one huge reason. Why does he love fear? Why does he like to create fear inside of us, with us? Exactly. Because we were slaves to fear, but now we're children of God, so we're no longer slaves to fear. See, if he controls my fear, he controls me. Because I can be so on fire for Jesus. I'm talking to saved people here tonight. Everybody close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. Is there anyone here that has never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Raise your hand. Okay, there's five people here that are. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We're all family. There's no. Yeah, you can open your eyes. Okay, so I'm talking to Christians, unless you're a liar. But I mean, we're family. I know everybody here has accepted Jesus as their Savior. Now, I lost my train of thought. What was I saying? No. So if I can be totally on fire for Jesus, totally on fire for Jesus, and he says, "Look, what I have for you is so good, is so great. Come check it out." I can be on my way. And whatever it is that causes fear in me, makes itself known or makes itself shown, I'm going to stop if I'm a slave to it. Now, the minute I stop, that means I'm a slave to it. If I let it stop me, I'm a slave because it means I'm obeying it. I've stopped moving. I've stopped going forward. When I see that fear, because fears are legitimate, there are completely rational fears and there are irrational fears. Yeah, I mean, people are afraid of some weird stuff. It's crazy. Like, I don't know, like people are afraid of ice cream and things like that. It's just things that makes no sense. Yes, there are irrational fears. Bunnies, hey, you never know. Some are rational to some people. But in any case, fears are real. Now, when I'm a slave to it, it's when I go about to what Jesus has for me. I see the fear and I say, let's put that on hold. Let's not do that. But when I'm not a slave to it, when I'm no longer a slave to fear, and I'm acting as a child of God, then this is what happens. Whoa, fear. You're done. And I keep going. No, you're done. Thank you, Jesus. I am not a slave to fear. That goes in my life right now. In the name of Jesus, be gone, and I move forward. That is the absolute identifying trait of being a slave to fear. Not doing what Jesus asked me to do because I'm scared. That's it. Now, a person who is excessively dependent upon or controlled by something. If someone has a sense of they need to be in control in their life, someone who needs to be in control, most likely there is a giant fear invading their life. Most likely. Because you see, that's the number one thing that the enemy uses to control us, is fear. So if someone is operating in a spirit of control, most likely they're covered in fear. It could be fear of even as simply as not being in control. Sometimes that's just important to people. Hey, I need things to happen this way, or it's not Jesus. I need things, everything's got to click just like this. I know that story of vacuum lines. Have y'all seen? It's, you know, when somebody vacuums your house and there's vacuum lines, and there's just something about seeing vacuum lines. It's nice. Like, oh, it's all nice and pretty. And most of the time, though, when houses have vacuum lines for extended periods of time, it's because there are no kids that live there. And so when you don't have vacuum lines, that's a sign of life. And yay, I enjoy vacuum lines for about 5 minutes, maybe less sometimes, because, I mean, they just go away. But some people, it's like, man, they will vacuum all day long just to keep those vacuum lines because they like things just like that, just straight in order. This is how my house needs to be. This is how it should operate. And hey, there's a sense it can go too far with that. Should we have a clean house? Should we take care of what we have? Absolutely. Does everything need to be tip-top shape, all order, 100% all day long? No, that's not reality. That's a sense of control. And obviously there are many, 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 many examples of control. But if you find yourself operating in a spirit of control, you need to ask yourself, what am I afraid of? If I feel like I have to control this situation, what am I afraid of will happen if I don't? If I walk into this church and so-and-so doesn't say hi to me, doesn't stop what they're doing and walk over to me and say hi, and I'm offended at that, I need to ask myself, what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? Am I afraid they don't like me? Am I afraid I don't have any friends? Am I afraid they're not real? Am I afraid they're talking about me and that's why they're not saying anything? Now they didn't want to come next to me because they were just talking to me 5 minutes ago. And I don't want to go up next to them, but they're not going to come up next to me because maybe they were talking about me. Maybe they were saying something bad and so they're shying away from me. Or maybe they were busy. You know, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they were doing something. But we still have to ask ourselves, when I'm offended, or when I feel like I'm losing control, or I'm starting to find myself in a place of not being in control and I'm getting frustrated, ask myself, what am I afraid of? Because that's how the enemy operates. And fear is used to control people. So if I'm controlling people, what am I afraid of? That's the only thing that makes sense. It says in verse 15, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Now, if I am a child of God, I am an heir to what he has. I am a joint heir to what Jesus has. And that is total freedom. I own that. It's mine. It's left to me. My Father gave it to me. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. And what he has, I have. I have ownership to, because I'm a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. There are times that we choose slavery. And it seems insane. Because why would I choose to be enslaved by something? And not talking about Jesus, but a slave to something that's not good, that's not beneficial, that isn't Jesus. But when I reject sonship, I choose slavery. When I say I'm not a child of God, or I reject any part of that, I'm choosing slavery. Because if I'm not a child of God, I am a slave to fear and to other things. So when I reject sonship and what comes with that, Jesus says this about me. I don't believe that. I'm choosing to be a slave. Or I wrote down a few things. No trust. I don't trust Jesus. I don't trust that what he says about me is true. I don't trust that what he declares over me and that is true. And so I choose to be a slave because I don't trust the sonship. I don't trust that I'm an heir. I don't trust that I am a child of God. Fear, sin, that's an obvious one. That's the easy one to understand how we choose slavery there. We get entangled in sin, absolutely. So if I'm choosing to do something I know that enslaves me, well, I'm choosing slavery. Because if I understand fully, I'm going to do everything in my power to do things that honor God. I can be enslaved to gossip, and I'm choosing slavery because I choose to run my mouth. Enslaved to lies. Always telling lies. I'm choosing to be a slave because I'm choosing to tell lies. Does it make sense? I mean, we'll just make it real easy. Drugs, sex. I choose to do drugs. Drugs, I mean, that one's real evident because it enslaves, you know, it enslaves your mind. And you can't break away. I mean, we know a ton of people that have been enslaved to drugs. But yet, it's a choice they make to go back to it. Why? Because it feels good. Why does it feel good? Because Satan loves to control people. If it didn't feel good, no one would do it. That's how he controls. If it wasn't something that made us feel better, sure. But the thing about it is it's counterfeit. Everything about sin that feels good is a counterfeit to what God intended for us to co-heir with in Jesus.
I've
never been high. I don't know what that feels like. I've never been drunk. I don't know what that feels like. I've had very few sips of alcohol. I just don't know. So I can't put myself in those shoes. But I have been enslaved to other things. But the thing about it was, even that was a choice. And every time I'd walk in my identity with Christ, say, okay, I've beat it, I've moved on, I'm done with that. But I make a choice. Why? Because it felt good, or it did something in my brain that made me feel better than I felt in that moment. And so I made the choice to do that. I was choosing to be a slave to it, choosing to be a slave to sin. Made the choice to do that. But you see, we are in a place right now that is so, so important for this city, for our church. And it is like, I don't know what they're called, those big paddles they used to wash clothes in. I just feel like we're just right in the middle of, somebody's just stuck a paddle in this huge steam room where they did clothes, like the old Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka movie. You know, the mom worked in there and she'd stir those clothes. And I just always think, I hated watching that part of the movie because it was just eerie, you know, and it was like, oh, she had to be so hot. Like, it was just full of steam. But that's how it was. I mean, you know, in reality, in those days. So just stirring it. But man, I just feel like, oh, the pot is just beginning to stir. And all that dirty laundry in there is just starting to get stirred up and just starting to move. And the steam's just starting to rise. And we are in a place right now where he is going to do everything in his power to mess with my mind and make me choose to be a slave instead of choose to be an heir. But when I suck him to that and I put myself in a place where I allow myself to make that choice to be a slave and not a choice to be for G or to be the heir, which is a son, which is a daughter of Jesus, then I stop myself in my tracks and I become a slave to fear. And fear will do whatever it can to stop me. Fear will do whatever it can to stop us. Whatever it can. And not necessarily just fear, lots of things. He'll do everything he can to make sure you have a bad attitude once you walk through this room. Everything he can. If this person doesn't do it, this, hey, and the yap, yap, yap stuff, I'm talking to all of us. So it's, I know in those moments it's hard to be like, amen, because a lot of times I'm like, amen, but I'm like, oh, that's really for me. That's why I'm amen. And so I get it. But it's like times like that where it's like, yep. And even just now, we're like, well, you're the one that needs it most. Hey, everything in his power. I'm not kidding. He uses crap like that to get with our minds and our heads. It's ridiculous what he does, but it's also ridiculous what we bow to. What can I do to change the atmosphere of that church tonight? Not just ours, every church in this city, every church in the world. What's it gonna, it takes one look to make somebody check out and miss everything God had for them that night. One look sometimes. Or even, they're going to be there tonight, I ain't going. You just completely bowed down and said, have your way, Satan. Have your way, Satan. How do we don't want to think about that? Believe me, I am talking to me. I'm talking to me. Because all this, none of this was in my notes. Like, and I know, and he will work on me a lot. So we'll just make this real personal right now. Because I don't want anybody to be like, well, golly, Jamie, you're just all holy. No, I'm not. You know, I want to be. I need to be. Strive to be. So we're just going to make this real personal about me. I'll walk through those doors. Well, oh, man, this didn't get done. God, why nobody's here? There's five people here. Where's everybody at? We've been going for 3 years. Where are the people at? Where's the promises, God? I'm here giving everything I can, leading worship with everything I can. Even when it hurts, even when I don't feel good, but I don't walk around saying I don't feel good. I don't want to know that these people in church don't feel good. I'm just going to be quite real. Man, I love you guys. I'm not saying I think this all the time. Just I'm speaking. I'm just trying to get a point across. But there are times where I had to fight that stuff. Like, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about feelings. It's not about how I feel. It's not about any of that. It is about that there are thousands of people in our city that if die tonight will burn in hell forever. And even me, I have something large. Us, we all have something large that Jesus wants us to do, that wants us to be all take part of, that is made for me, that has my fingerprints on it. When he made me and he formed me in my mother's womb, he said, this is what she will do. But I have everything in my power to not do that. I have everything in my power not to touch anything that Jesus has for me. You have everything in your power not to mess with what Jesus has for you. He's not going to force that on you. It's completely a choice. And I know that he made good things for each of us in our mother's wombs. For each of us. But whether I choose to be a slave or I choose to be a joint heir with Christ is my choice. That's why I have to choose not to be a slave to fear. But I am no longer a slave to fear. So that right there tells me, as a child of God, if something comes my way and it causes fear in me to rise up, that means I am able to tell it to go away, and it will. Because I'm no longer a slave to that. That means it has no ownership over me. So if I do fall to something I used to be a slave of, that means I'm choosing it, not because it owns me. Because I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm a child of God. These songs are cool and they're great, but they're truth. He split the sea so we could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. He rescued me so I could stand and sing, I am a child of God. He didn't rescue me so he could keep rescuing me over and over and over again. Will he? Absolutely. But he doesn't want to leave me in that place. He doesn't want me to have to go back to that place. He wants me to walk in what I have, to walk in what I am, to walk as a child of God, to walk as a daughter of the King, high, head lifted up, bold, not bowing down to sin, not bowing down to what other people think, getting up, taking off that's my blind thing and saying, no, Jesus, have mercy on me. Son of David, stop, have mercy on me. I don't want to be blind anymore. I want to be free. I want to run. I want to go. I don't want to be labeled with this anymore. It's all my choice. That blind Bartimaeus, he could have sat right there. He could have sat right there and sat back down when everyone said to hush. He absolutely could have. And he'd still be blind. He would have died blind. Most likely. He could have chose not to do it. He could have chosen to listen to the crowd. He absolutely could have chose it. He didn't. He said, no, I want to be free. I want to see. We were made to be free. We were made to live fearless. We were made for that. We were made to do that. To be free.